For each governor, this is the speech to paint the great objectives for the year, objectives which are sandblasted with reality a few weeks later when the budget message is delivered, explaining where the cash will come from and where it will go. Governor Cuomo listed many objectives, some of which will cost and some of which are more philosophical. East Amherst Republican Assemblyman Ray Walter saw a much greater theme than just a quest for a third term in Albany.
Preview to his presidential speech for the 2020 race. Clearly, he's laid down a marker that he wants to be the progressive candidate, Democratic candidate for president in 2020. Unfortunately, what that does is it leaves out hardworking, middle class, upstate and western New York taxpayers.
Walter says the state has lost 1 million citizens and the governor has to come up with a plan to deal with that. And the assemblyman suggests tax and regulation cuts would work better than lawsuits against Washington. On the other side of the aisle, Buffalo Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes says she sees some help for Buffalo schools in a tough budget year.
It'll be doable. Reason being, as you know, the largest part of our budget is education and health care. And I think with the proposal to focus on schools that are have the most need is not so much a creating new dollars, but restructuring the dollars that you have.
A major difficulty with that is financially and academically struggling school districts are the reality in much of the state, with economic decline in many towns and cities. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.